That was a little hidden health pickup we just got. Aww. Another sentient volcano slime thing is chasing me. Lava, that's what they're called. That's what volcano slime is called. All right. Dagarai is a Game Boy Color inspired action platformer where you play as a dog. I've already cleared this level. I thought I completed the old desert base. Oh, I think I did. That's why it's all okay. So let's see. Illegal experiments at the Cryo Labs. Oh, I was trying that one. I got stuck on it. Okay. Volcano caves. Yeah, we'll do the volcano caves. All right. I have to remember how to play this. It's been a couple days. Pretty sure I just have two button inputs. Ow, what? Oh, that's an enemy. I thought it was just a drop of something. It's a sentient drop of lava that follows me. Okay. I have a double jump. It just makes me so happy. I don't know if they programmed this with actual Game Boy Color limitations in mind. I really hope they did. Or even Game Boy, not Game Boy Color. I hope it's possible for this game to actually run on a Game Boy. That would make it even more awesome. And it's already pretty awesome. Oh. I got into a long there's a long motorcycle sequence that's very much like the Game Boy version of the Battletoads motorbike thing. Oh wow, I didn't think I was gonna make that. Where it's all about like timing your jumps and stuff. It was good. That's right, I do have a third button. It's a slide button. Got it. Alright. As you just saw, it's fairly generous with checkpoints. I was like, what happened? Occasionally, yeah, you get against stronger enemies, you go into cool quick time events like that, which is just rad. Can I go up here? Is there? Ooh, hello, health. That was a little hidden health pickup we just got. Aww, another sentient volcano slime thing is chasing me. Lava, that's what they're called. That's what volcano slime is called. Have you seen a bear around? No? Ugh, I bet he's still sleeping. There's just NPCs around. They always have something to say. I don't think they've ever actually like had anything to interact with me. They just say stuff. Oh man, there's a wall of lava coming at me. That's gonna be this stage's like special weird thing, is I have to keep moving left. I mean right to get away from the lava approaching from the left. Oh, stupid bullets. Bullet bill knockoffs. It's interesting, since I played the bit of this that I played before, I've been playing Super Mario Land 2 DX, which is a colorized version of Super Mario Land 2, which is great, but it is interesting playing a Game Boy-inspired platformer since I have been playing a Game Boy platformer, like an actual one. Ah, man. There's infinite lives here, which is nice. Like I said, there's a pretty good checkpointing system. And when you do die, it respawns you infinitely at that checkpoint, which is great. I think there might be a more difficult mode where it has limited lives, but I believe it asked me about that, and I was like, no, why would I do that? Lava's getting pretty close. Oh, gosh. Oh, come on. Seriously? Ugh. That's tough. I feel like each level seems to have one of these things somewhere in the middle where there's, like, a sequence that changes up the gameplay. Like I said, the other level had a motorcycle thing. This one, it's clearly this lava thing. And those sections are much more difficult than the general game. Like, the general, like, jumping and platforming is all pretty straightforward, but the extra pressure that comes with these is, it's good, it works. Ah, oh, man. Could have cut that thing out of the air with my samurai sword. Or just done that, that works. Oh no! Gotta at least be a level, right? That worked well. Gotta hit a slide under that bit. Okay, slide right here. Don't let that hit me down. All right. Sweet. We passed the lava section. All right. Ooh. What's up there? That's an awkward opening. Makes me think there's something hidden up there. Levels are pretty linear, but there's little hidden bits of stuff throughout. At the end of each level, which I'm guessing we're coming up on now, there's a little boss fight. Whoa, okay, what's happened here? Platforms are falling apart, okay. This is good platforming. That was good. I like that sequence. All right, this is probably going to be the boss fight. Yep. It's usually there's a healing item and then a pit, and then you fight a boss. Ow. Ow. Okay. First try was unsuccessful. We'll get him next time. Whoa. That's a big fire tornado he just made. Did not get him the next time. Ow. Yeah. Got you with the quick time event. That's a good way to finish a boss in Doggerai. Alright, cool. I'm gonna go back and check how the quality is doing this with the Xbox rather than the Switch. Should be fine. Looks like it's fine, but I'll make sure. That's it. Goodbye! I don't know where my mouse is, so I can't stop the stream. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.